You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Harry Siegel, who writes the New York Daily News column, as well as the op-ed editor at the Daily Beast. Now he also has a podcast, FAQ NYC, and a newsletter. Because he's doing so many things, you need the newsletter to know which direction to go. It's called Siegeltown. It's easy enough. Right now, Siegeltown is going to take us hand in hand to the Cuomo brothers. This is Chris Cuomo, a TV star, a news TV star on CNN, and Andrew Cuomo, the twice elected, maybe it's three times by now, thrice elected, thank you, Harry, a governor of New York who is much in the news during the pandemic, a best-selling novel, and then controversy. Harry, a very good evening to you. Andrew Cuomo is the all-powerful governor of New York as we come out of the pandemic. There are questions about his conduct, and yet none of the questions about his conduct during the pandemic were the driver for the sudden fall from grace that Mr. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, experienced these last months, having many accusations of inappropriate conduct with women working for him or in his orbit or people he met. However, now it's months later. And your column raises a very good question. Has Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, weathered the storm? And did Chris Cuomo, the TV star, help him weather it? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So, look, all of these different Cuomo scandals are sort of weirdly converging, and these different Cuomos, after he had months of glowing, adulatory press, effectively for not being Donald Trump and being on TV a lot. He had these press conferences and he said, I'm listening to the science. And he brought up his daughters and their boyfriends and projected a sort of normalcy and was treated very kindly for this, even as deaths in the state were mounting. And as it turns out, nursing home deaths in particular, and following his decision to require nursing homes to take back in people who've been hospitalized with the coronavirus. So, the new development, which is sort of an old development, is a couple months ago, a woman came out and said that he'd sexually harassed her. 9 other women came out with different accounts of harassment, grooming for sex, staff members, and in one case, assault. And as he was trying to weather that storm, the nursing home information that he tried to keep out of view came out. The very generous terms of this book, which he got paid $5 million for, came out, even as the publisher pulled the book. Because of the nursing home information, and his brother Chris Cuomo, whose top-rated CNN primetime show Andrew was on regularly, with the two of them sort of clowning around in a way that seemed to cross a bunch of journalistic and ethical lines, but CNN said it was fine because Chris wasn't part of their hard news reporting on Cuomo. Right? It turns out that his brother was advising not just Cuomo but his staff and his attorneys on crisis calls as these women came out and have accused him. Cuomo's gone all sorts of different directions here. He said he's just a sort of sad, lonely older man who's sorry if any of his staff members mistook his demonstrations of friendship. Then he's shifted from that to I did nothing wrong, which is what it turns out. The Washington Post reports that Chris had advised him and his attorneys and, you know, his top staff to say. So now CNN didn't even give Chris a slap on the wrist. They said they were disappointed and his show goes on, despite very clearly crossing, you know, every possible ethical journalism line. And at the same time, Cuomo is trying to just exhaust all of these scandals, around his book, around nursing home deaths and his handling of the virus, around sexual harassment and possibly assault, and even around covering up reportedly that the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, he named after his father, and it was a big priority for him, structural issues that could actually cause it to collapse. And last thing, not incidentally, this is exactly the advice Chris gave him. He said, you have to defy the cancel culture. That term gets thrown around a lot, but if anyone should be canceled, it's a television host on CNN, which blasted Fox people like Sean Hannity for advising Trump and showing up at rallies very sensibly, I thought, allowing the exact same behavior on their end and saying it's fine and maybe a mistake was made, but we're just not going to repeat it, and that's that.
The puzzle is this a presidential candidate? And if it is this the making of a president? Andrew Cuomo has gone through a bad patch. He's had successes over the course of his career. I don't go any farther back than as lieutenant governor. He was very active, in my memory, in the Great Recession and settling scores with banks that had mishandled their accounts and mishandled their presentation. But these many years later, he's now the thrice elected, you're quite correct, I forget how many times he's run for election, thrice elected governor. So, his conduct, is it worthy of him being dismissed by the public, or is this something that will be explained in his re-election campaign next year, which is very likely, can be explained by the behavior of a man who's divorced and alone and living in a mansion? You understand, we can tell a fairy tale.
This is just the don't ever apologize for anything approach to life and to politics that Donald Trump took to a higher level. And, you know, it's cross party lines, and he's clearly going to ride for as far as it will take him. So he was attorney general, of New York State when the Great Recession hits. He helped push damage Elliot Spitzer, who was then the governor, and then David Patterson, who replaced Elliot Spitzer as governor. Now he's the governor. Tish James, the attorney general, is investigating him for the harassment stuff and a couple other things. And he started off back when he was apologizing, was saying everyone needs to wait until the investigation is complete. And now he says you can't trust the investigation. This is all politics. I tell you in advance, I'm going to reject the results. So you know, this is a well-known formula where you don't apologize, you pull through, and you get whatever you can done. His old friend, Chris Christie, you know, they were governors together, and they sort of shared power through the Port Authority. And Chris had a similar bully approach. He's another person thinking about running for president again. I personally am just of a political view where I'm tired of all these sorts of characters. I want people with a certain humility and the honesty, you know, even as they're acting out leadership, to admit that they're going to make mistakes, they're going to learn from information, and so on. And that is the opposite of Andrew. He plans to bluster through, and the only way he's leaving is, you know, the top of the hill is if somebody shoves him off, and he's challenging anyone to step up and try.
And your measure right now, is there a candidate, are there a series of candidates who at least challenge him in the primaries? Because it's a one-party state. Republicans are not going to rise to the occasion in this instance in a midterm. So are there Democrats ready to, it's going to cost them a deal to challenge Andrew Cuomo, money and heartbeat.
Well, Andrew Giuliani says he's running, so let's agree that the Republicans are completely irrelevant here. On the Democratic side, there are a lot of big questions outstanding. It's what happens with Attorney General Tish James's report when that comes out. The Assembly is investigating whether or not to impeach him. His ally, the head of the Assembly, Mr. Hastie, right, plainly doesn't want to. But a lot of his caucus does. And that could also push forward. I frankly think it would be healthiest to simply have voters reject him, but that would take some compelling alternative coming up. There has been talk that Tish James could run. That'd be difficult a few ways. I think it would be very hard for a black woman and one who has no fundraising machinery of her own, and used Cuomo's actually when she was elected to that office to raise the money to run statewide, which is difficult. There's the controller, Tom DiNapoli, and then there are all these young new lawmakers who really helped push this wave against Cuomo up. who are thinking about it, including Alessandra Biaggi, who's the granddaughter of Mario Biaggi, a very famous Democratic politician in New York. So there are people thinking about it, but if you come at the king, you best not miss. And Cuomo is a man who holds grudges and knows how to use the levers of power, certainly, and is not planning to let go of them.
Final minute, Harry. Are you surprised that Andrew Cuomo has weathered the storm? You, personally.
I'm not surprised. I am disappointed. How many voters have stayed with him, and how scared politicians have been to go up at him directly, when I think a lot of his power at this point is political power is illusory.
He's a celebrity, Harry. Is that the factor? A governor, but a celebrity at the same time. Did that give him the strength? We have 15 seconds.
No, I think he just knows how to use power and punish people. And if there's not a fully clean shot, it's not going to knock them all the way off. It's not easy to take that shot.
Harry Siegel, he is the op-ed editor at the Daily Beast. He writes a New York Daily News column. You can find his newsletter, Siegeltown, with all of his productions, but I recommend especially the podcast, FAQ NYC, especially because this is an election year in New York City. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.